Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm returning a call from Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. I need to advise you, this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. Now speak with the person who requested this call back.
Yes, well.
How may I help you?
This is me.
How may I help you?
I'm calling to reopen my claim.
You're calling to reopen a claim?
Reopen my, yes, ma'am.
What is your social security number?
421-458-608.
I can't hear you.
421-458-608.
And what is your date of birth?
July 1st, 1996.
What's that date of birth?
July 12th, 1996.
And your driver's license or non-driver's ID? Okay, sir, I'm not sure what you're doing, but it's a lot of noise in the background, and it's making it hard for me to hear you.
No, let me put my hand up. 855-9-440.
Okay, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Walker.
Okay, and you said you want to reopen the claim. You're Cortez Walker?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and Mr. Walker, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Mr. Walker? Hello, Mr. Walker?
I said yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
No, I couldn't.
I said yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed for an unemployment compensation claim?
Yes, ma'am, I have, but I've been off for a week.
You have worked? Okay. What's the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked?
Let's see. Let me go to my calendar so I can show you.
Yes.
I'm trying to get to my calendar. I'm sorry. My phone ain't gonna go. I think it was the 26th, 28th.
Which day was it?
Which one of them days on my phone, my calendar? My phone is acting crazy. I can't pull up my calendar. Whichever day was Tuesday. Of week four last. I think it was the 26th or the 28th.
Neither one of those days was a Tuesday. The 26th was Wednesday. The 28th was Friday, if you're speaking of June.
I know I've been off a whole week. I didn't work none last week. I think my last day was...
You want to get that correct information and give us a call back?
Oh, I got it right here. I just can't go. I'm always acting crazy. I can't get to my calendar.
Okay, sir. I cannot continue to hold on. I'll have to go on to the next caller.
It was, you just put 26.
Did you file for a... Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, no.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, no.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, no.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, no.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, no. Can you repeat that question?
Repeat what question?
Of course, you just asked.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, no, ma'am.
Okay. Are you Cortez Walker the second, third, fourth, fifth, junior, or senior?
I'm the first.
And the spelling of your first name is Q-U-A-R-T-E-Z.
Yes, ma'am.
W-A-L-K-E-R. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your primary phone number?
256-391. I think it's
72.
That's the number I'm calling
off
of.
256-391. What are the last four digits?
7062.
And your date of birth is 7/12/1996?
Yes, ma'am.
And your mother's maiden name is W-A-L-K-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
And your driver's license, are they in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And verify those last four digits.
Last one is what my job license number?
Yes.
$94.40.
Okay. And now we'll go over some demographic questions. What is your race?
African American.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Your gender?
Male.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
All right. And What is your residential address?
41 Lunar Loop, Silver Park, Alabama, 35151.
Okay. So that was 41LOONEYLP for loop, and that's in Sylacauga, Alabama, 35151.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And now, do you receive mail at the same address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, please tell me your job title or job occupation.
I'm a field technician.
A what?
A field technician.
Field technician?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what type of work do you perform as a field technician?
We are emergency response crew. So we do a various of things.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that same profession?
Yes, ma'am.
Trying to make sure we have the right technician assigned for you. And what's the name of the company you work for?
I work to a staffing company, but the job that they got working for is actually environmental. But I put on that on
environmental.
On the staffing.
Okay, but you said the job that they have you assigned to is environmental.
Action environmental, yes, sir.
Okay.
But I get paid through owner. Like, that's who paid me. I'm just part time at Action.
Okay. Okay. All right, and do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Oh, well.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50 to 100.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
15.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The Alabama prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we would recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Well, I got a card already.
You have the state debit card already, so you want to keep your state debit card.
Ma'am.
All right. And you said Omnis Staffing is who you're working for, working through?
Only.
I see Elwood Staffing. I don't see...
It's on the staff and not the LA City.
Okay. O-N-I-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And now a phone number for them?
Oh, let me see if my phone is. Oh, that should already be in file. Yeah, my phone will work. I can get the number, but all that should be in file already.
Okay, you're actually doing a reopening of a claim, so it's not going to be on here.
Yeah, I'm having a phone. My phone will be turned off. That's why I can't get the number. Okay, it's 256-234-5368.
256-234-5368. Yes, ma'am. And what is your work location, city?
You talking about the job that they got me working for?
Right. What city were you working in?
Alabama.
Okay. And what was your employment start date?
November 2023.
November what date?
The 14th.
And you said 2023?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you physically worked?
26
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, lack of work, or other?
Lack of work.
All right. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
Oh, no.
Holiday pay?
No, no.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, no.
Okay, and Mr. Walker, the answers you have provided on this claim, are they true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You are certifying by that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and at this point, I need you to verify your Social Security number again, please.
421-45-8608.
Okay. And now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1002 Chappie James Avenue, 101 Ivy Circle, 123 Kelly Lane, 125 Cedar Cove Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
123 Kelly Lane.
From whom did you purchase the property at 6063 Spruce Place? Neil McGettin, Sean Donahoe, Sean Hayes, Sean Rahali, or I've never been associated with this property?
Never been associated with that property.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 101 Murfield Court, 133 South Hart Drive, 3095 Odin Mill Road, 5360 Page Hills Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
3095 Odin Mill Road.
Okay. Now, do you hereby file this claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefits Handbook, Benefit Rights and Responsibility, which is located on the Department of Labor website?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamawork, and there's an S on the end of work. The word Alabama is spelled completely out. .alabama.gov, G-O-V, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. That is to be done 90 days from today's date if you're still unemployed. An information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on a Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. You will click File Weekly Certification at the bottom on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through Friday no later than 5 p.m. Certifications cannot be made on a Saturday. Failure to complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and no later than 5 p.m. on Friday of next week. Whether you are filing online or by telephone, you would need to remember your PIN number, which is going to be 1986.
Okay.
Do you have that wrote down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibilities booklet. Exception to work requirements are made for the following: active union members who are in good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending directory-approved training. You will receive a letter will be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you.
Okay.
All right. Back in here. All right. Now, it is important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a call back appointment for assistance. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers
Excuse me.
You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama career center. Now, Mr. Walker, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, one moment. What I'm going to do is provide you with your claim. Not your claim. Your information regarding this call. I'm going to provide you with that number, and then you will be good to go. All right. That number is going to be 490-062-605. Again, that's your transaction ID for this call. Is there anything else that I can assist with?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well,
that did. That did. I got one question.
So
that did just file my claim from last week, right?
What you're filing for on tonight is everything from last week.
The 26th. Okay.
No, not the 26th. Last week was the 30th through the 7th? No, through the 6th. The 30th through, from June the 30th through July the 6th, because yesterday was the 7th. So
okay.
On next week, when you file, it'll be for this week, the 7th through the 13th. So like I say,
okay. Remember
you have to do your work search and list that work search
okay. Information
when you file your weekly claim.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
No. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You do have a great evening.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.